A replica of a rare dinosaur fossil is in Iowa for a little while. Sue the T-Rex was discovered in South Dakota in 1990. Beginning this weekend, the Science Center of Iowa is hosting a traveling exhibit about the dinosaur. Workers in Des Moines have been busy this week setting up the cast of the towering fossil.
Kick straight. Keep coming up, Sean. All right, you guys can pivot down. Nose first.
That's where I caught up with the Science Center's exhibit director, Allison Schwanebeck.
Well, Sue is obviously a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and the reason why she's so important is that when she was discovered, she was found 90% complete, which allows scientists to be able to understand a lot more about exactly how the bones went together, how they would have looked, whereas lots of times when you find dinosaur fossils, they're not 100% complete. So they'll find lots of different ones, a bone from this one and a bone from that one, and then they can kind of piece it together like a puzzle. But finding one that's so complete, that gives so much more information.
And we're here at the Science Center of Iowa, where you all have just put together most of the fossil, and she towers over our heads. But can you give me a sense of the dimensions?
Sure. She is 12 feet tall at the hips, which I think is a really interesting fact, because lots of times scientists, they don't measure like at the top, the highest point of reach that you could have on a dinosaur. So she's 12 feet tall at the hips, which might actually sound kind of small for a Tyrannosaurus rex, but she's also kind of pitched forward and leaning down, and her tail will actually be 16 feet up at her highest point here at the Science Center. So, I mean, she kind of works a little bit like a seesaw, I guess would be kind of she has some good pivot points. And I believe, if I remember my facts correctly, that she's 42 feet long, so she's very, very, very long.
The original Sue is housed at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. And it takes some serious expertise to get her replica up and ready for the exhibit in Des Moines.
Hi, my name is Michael Paha. I'm from the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. I'm a production supervisor in the exhibit department and responsible for installing the Sue exhibit, dinosaur exhibit.
Have you ever had any close calls with dropping things, cracking things?
No.
Honest?
That's all I'm saying. And I'm sticking with it. No, we're pretty careful. The ribs themselves and other parts will break. They snap, but they don't break off. There's a nice matrix of wire and steel inside.
Now, this obviously isn't the original, right?
No, it isn't. This is a replica of the one that's at the Field Museum.
So you're not a scientist, right? But you're kind of the guy that puts it all together.
Right. We have a science staff that work on their science stuff, and then we have a whole exhibit department. So we work with them, and after their work is done, after their thinking is, it's our job to put their ideas together. So we realize them through fiberglass or graphic panels or mechanics. And so at that point, it's not necessary for me to know their science. It's necessary for me to know how to take care of what they've developed.